normal circumstances, you would say this is the law, but Liberia, we're not operating under normal circumstances, to be honest with you, because various reports, including U.S. State Department Human Rights Report, have spoken of some serious shortcomings within the judiciary. And remember, this is a jury trial, you know. I mean, you collect 12 individuals, barely literate. They don't understand what libel is, which involves malice or reckless disregard of the truth. None of that. And knowing the level of poverty in our society, you know, so you can understand. We were asked to pay $15,000 to see the jurors. We said, no, we can't do that. We don't have that kind of money. We are a small newspaper in a very impoverished economy. And to ask us to pay $15,000 to jurors when we are very, very convinced that we are right is unfair. We refuse to pay.
Your paper is not the only paper that has been sued for libel. What are the journalists like you and the other papers making of these lawsuits?
I mean, there's a new development, James, with the changing international community and the value system within the international community. You're not going to find government coming with police and arresting editors and executing them or putting them in jail anymore. So what we see is as a new tactic meant to intimidate investigative reporting on corruption, which the president herself has admitted is a systemic in our government. But it's not going to dampen our enthusiasm in reporting what we think is the fact. Truth is a defense in libel, malice. They have to prove malice. We hope the Supreme Court can look at these factors and render a judgment that is in tune with the law.
To be fair, Tom, in the past, journalists in Liberia have argued against government arresting journalists without the due process. Now, you are arguing that now this is a new wave of trying to intimidate journalists by taking them to court. You are trying to have it both ways, eh?
No, not at all. Let me say this. We've always argued that the best way to deal with freedom of the press is not absolute. There are responsibilities, that goes with freedom of the press, wherever in the world. But the president in her State of the Union message said that she was going to take action against journalists who accuse her officials falsely and who accuse her institutions falsely. Now, being a president of a country, when you make that kind of statement, I mean, it sends the wrong signals out there. Because the court system being what it is, the president is supreme. And whatever you say is followed very closely. She just said about 2 weeks ago. And right after that, we see a bandwagon of libel suits coming up with jurors handing a unanimous decision in libel cases. You know, I don't think, we're not going to have it both ways. No, we don't want to have it both ways at all. What we are seeing is that the law must apply. But we don't think in this case, where you quote government institutions, where we didn't even know the group or consolidated group, and then they can claim libel without proving malice and that's part of the truth. But we are happy that this day has come. Unlike the past where they could just bundle you. So I'm happy that now we can at least test the law, you know. I think I gave her credit for that. All we are saying is that we want fairness. We don't want the state to use its muscles and its resources to get the kind of judgment it wants. And we believe that is the direction in which things are going.